Spirit Replacement Meditation. In the process of spirit replacement, you'll repeat the same steps that are in the healing chapter. By first filling your spiritual and physical body with God energy light, and then clearing the spiritual dimensions from earth to heaven. I can't emphasize enough filling your spiritual and physical body with God's energy and light, and clearing the darkness and demons out of all the spiritual dimensions. The more you go through these steps, the easier and quicker it becomes. You'll learn to do this in a matter of a few minutes. And sometimes it takes a little longer than others, so it may sound a little repetitious, but you must get used to clearing your spiritual and physical body and clearing all 10 dimensions, because this is where all the spiritual attacks happen to your spiritual body. I believe causing all the physical problems you have. And the same thing as you would prepare for healing, make sure you have uninterrupted time just for yourself. Remember now, you're very important in God's world. So make time and take time to replace your worn and tattered spirit. Remember, your God cord is the invisible cord of energy that flows from heaven through all of the spiritual dimensions and, of course, connects to the top of your head in the physical dimension. It connects your spiritual body that's within the physical body to heaven. It's very important to have God energy flowing from heaven to your physical body and your spiritual body at all times. Now find a very comfortable, quiet place to sit. Don't lie down because you probably will fall asleep. Once you're comfortable now and relaxed, close your eyes. I want you to relax your body and just get real comfortable. Great. I want you to just shut off your brain by not thinking about anything. If you're an overthinker, just keep telling yourself there's no place that I need to be right now except just right where I am. Once you shut down your brain, I want you to visualize soft white feathers surrounding your entire body. Once you're surrounded by all these white fluffy feathers, you'll feel all the tension in your physical body leave as it's now being absorbed by the feathers. Just release all your tension, all your stress, and allow it to flow out of you into the feathers. Great. You're becoming now as light and as comfortable as the feathers you're surrounded by. Perfect. You're doing great. Now tilt your head back just a little bit so that your face is pointed upward, but not so far back to hurt your neck. With the same imagination you used to visualize the feathers, think of a beautiful ocean. See the beautiful blue ocean with waves coming onto the pristine white sandy beach. Now see yourself standing on the beach with the sand between your toes. Go ahead, you can feel the sand and the warmth of the sand between your toes and on your feet. Look up and see a beautiful blue sky with white fluffy clouds floating past. Now just relax for a moment and enjoy the ocean, the waves, the blue sky, and the beautiful beach. Now, change the beautiful blue sky to a pure, beautiful, golden sky. Now imagine the bright golden sky opening up, and you can see a beam of golden light shining through the sky. Imagine this bright golden light shining down through the sky and surrounding your whole body, removing all the stress now that you've built up in your whole body. Let it surround your head, neck, shoulders, chest, stomach, groin, legs, and feet. Great. As this bright golden light is surrounding your whole body, just relax and let it remove all the stress Now allow the same beam of golden light to enter in to your body through the top of your head, allowing the beam of light to go through your head, your neck, filling up your chest, your stomach, your groin, your legs, your feet, and filling yourself all the way up with this golden light, starting with your feet. See yourself filling up, much like a bathtub filling up, until you're full of just this bright gold energy light. Great. You'll feel a little warmer now. Allow this penetrating golden healing light to penetrate into all of your muscles, your cells, your bones, your joints, every body organ, every cell in your body. See it full of golden light. Great. You'll know when the inside of your body is clear of all darkness by the bright, glowing energy inside of you. You'll be able to see this with your spiritual eyes, and you'll feel the physical sensations of heat and a feeling of lightness as light as a feather inside your body. The next step now is to clear the spiritual dimensions, getting rid of all the demons and dark energies that attack your higher selves in the higher dimensions. The first dimension, the earth dimension, or I like to call it the physical dimension where we live. Now, first of all, I want you to just relax. Envision yourself standing on a beach underneath a golden sky and envision God energy flowing into your spiritual body. Now change the vision of the beach into the earth. Now envision yourself really big and you're standing on top of the earth. When you can imagine or see yourself standing on the earth, look up and see the God energy flowing from the golden sky down through your God cord into your spiritual body. You'll feel it in your physical body. See, you're starting to get a little warm on the top of your head. You may feel warmth all the way down to your feet. This will just light you up like a light bulb from the inside out. Now envision this beautiful golden energy flowing out of you and all around the earth, encompassing the whole earth. This energy is clearing all the darkness from around the earth and from all of your higher selves in the first dimension. Now look up and you'll see the golden sky. The golden sky is what separates the first dimension or earth dimension from the second dimension or buffer dimension. Now envision the earth surrounded by all the gold energy that just flowed out of you, all the way up to the sky. Just envision this dimension filling up with golden energy, just like water filling up in a bathtub. There you go. Now it's full. Great. Once the energy reaches the golden sky, envision yourself floating up through the golden sky. Once you go through the sky, envision yourself standing on top of the sky, and you are now in the second dimension, the buffer or golden dimension, as I like to call it. Now you'll do the same process again, allowing the gold energy down your God cord, all the gold energy flowing out of you. Allow your gold energy to fill up this dimension, filling it up all the way up to the sky, just like a big bathtub again. But this time, when you look at the sky will be dark. And in this dimension, you'll see your higher selves, maybe for the first time. They'll look just like you physically, but they may look a little beat up or a lot beat up, like they've been in a horrible fight. Just envision or imagine your God energy, all the gold energy flowing all around them, and you'll notice they'll start to go back together. You may see higher selves with their heads on backwards. You may see some of your higher selves missing arms or legs, and you'll see things flying back to them, and they'll become whole again. When this happens in the second dimension, you'll notice in the physical dimension, you'll start to feel better. In this dimension, you may see angels, you may see God, and you may see demons flying around. There's nothing at all to fear. Always know God is there, and your God energy will protect you. So if anything dark comes around you at all, just know it'll be annihilated from the gold energy coming from you. Once you see God energy flowing into this dimension, look up at the dark sky. When the gold energy then reaches the dark sky, it will turn gold as well. Then, envision yourself floating through the sky and then standing up on top of the sky, as you're now in the third dimension. The third dimension is called the invisible dimension, and the reason is because you can't see it. You'll continue this process with each dimension until you reach heaven. Now, just like before, allow God's golden energy in and allow it to just come down through you, filling you up and then filling the entire dimension. See the third dimension filling up from gold light that's going through you. There you go. See how you feel really warm now. As you clear this dimension, it's pretty interesting. A lot of times you'll notice your sinus cavity opens. There you go. See how you can breathe easier? This is the first dimension where they usually just block you, where no light comes through. Many times when I show people how to clear this dimension, their physical ailments will just get better. Once the third dimension is full of gold energy, look up and you'll see the dark sky. Allow, once again, the gold energy to turn the dark sky to gold. There you go. Now envision yourself floating through the sky to the fourth dimension, where the dark planet aliens exist. Using your cloak that God gave you earlier, imagine yourself stepping into this dimension wearing your cloak. The fourth dimension, the dark planet aliens. Now that you're standing on top of the sky, allow your golden energy to fill this dimension very quickly, all the way to the sky, one motion. There you go. As quick as you can think it, or as quick as you can imagine it, you'll find it happens. Allow your God energy to flow into and around everything you see. You may even see some of your higher selves in this dimension that are tied up or captured. Interestingly enough, you'll see an explosion of light, and then you'll feel better. All of the aliens in this dimension, as you project light into this dimension, since they are not God beings, will just explode. As soon as you clear the fourth dimension, you may notice a quietness within your head, where the silence is very quiet. Some of you may also have experienced muscle twitches. When you clear this dimension, you'll notice that your muscle twitches go away. Remember, there's always a spiritual war going on, and these aliens are not on our side. So continue to allow your gold energy to clear this dimension, filling it up with God's gold light until everything is totally, totally clear. All of the projections and all the dark energies in this dimension are gone. Once you've cleared this dimension, imagine yourself floating through all the gold energy and floating through the gold sky. So you're standing on top of the sky. You're now in the fifth dimension, or I like to call it the light planet aliens. Just like there's always good guys and bad guys, there's bad aliens and there's good. The fifth dimension are the good guy aliens. These aliens are God beings full of God light, and they want everyone on earth to become enlightened. Allow God's energy to flow into this dimension just like all the others. You may see aliens greeting you and saying good things to you and thanking you, because when you project God light into this dimension, it feels good for them and they appreciate it. Once you're in this dimension, look down and you'll see yourself standing on a silver platform. Walk forward and you'll be greeted by Ganesh. He usually has a gift for everyone who enters this dimension. He may give you a staff, or he may give you a harp, or he may give you some other gift or golden heart. Everyone's gift may be different. Many times you'll see God, the angels, Mother Mary, Buddha, Christ, and a lot of other heavenly hierarchy in this dimension. You may spend as much time in this dimension as you would like, talking to the beings in this dimension. But always remember, listen to God's voice, and you will not be tricked. And when you're done, envision your God energy touching the sky above, and then envision yourself floating through the sky into the sixth dimension. The sixth dimension is the demon dimension. It's very important that you clear this dimension very fast. Envision gold light coming down, filling you up, and just filling this dimension, getting rid of any dark energies that you may see. You may even see a darkness that surrounds the entire planet. You may see it burning off as a sleeve of darkness, and everything will then turn very, very gold. You may see demons with ugly faces. You may see demons with dark eyes. You may see demons with red eyes. Whatever you see in this dimension, see it blowing up with light as it fills up. Once you fill this dimension with gold energy, look up and you'll see the dark sky turning gold. As you clear this dimension, you're going to feel really warm. It's very important you clear everything in this dimension and fill it up with brilliant gold light. By now, you should be starting to feel really light and really warm, and should be feeling a little different feeling in your head or heart. Now float up through the sky to the seventh dimension, the negative projection dimension. And that's exactly what it is. This is a dimension where other people's negative thought forms attack you. Your higher selves try to protect you, and they take the brunt of all the negative projections from other people who have jealous thoughts or negative energies. Using your cloak that God gave you earlier, imagine yourself stepping into this dimension wearing your cloak. You may walk around. You may see some of your higher selves hanging. You may see someone that you know choking one of your higher selves. You may see someone beating one of your higher selves up with a bat. You may see almost anything you could even imagine. And as you walk by, remember, these other projections won't be able to see you, but you'll be able to see them. So it's good to know who's beating you up. Okay, just envision your God energy filling this dimension up, engulfing everything in this dimension. Allow your golden God energy to fill up this dimension all the way up to the sky. Once you fill this dimension with God's golden energy, envision all of your higher selves with a golden force field around them. This protects them. Now you must clear everyone's negative thought projections out of this dimension. Clear the thought projections by envisioning a gold sky. Envision the golden sky falling slowly down to the ground. Envision the sky as it falls being a sticky golden energy. Now what this golden energy is doing is taking away all the negative thought projections from all of your higher selves. Now envision the sticky golden energy rolling up into a ball and just disappearing. Allow the sky to fall 3 or 4 times, and this will clear all the negative thought projections from other people. Once you allow the golden sky to fall down, clearing all the negative projections from your higher selves, you must then allow your God golden energy to fill up this dimension once again, all the way up to the golden sky. When this is done, and this feels really good now, envision yourself floating through the golden sky into the eighth dimension, or the positive projection dimension. This is where people's positive thoughts affect you. In the eighth dimension, you do not project gold energy, but you project blue energy. Imagine indigo blue, a very beautiful, deep, dark indigo blue energy, just filling this dimension, going through you, and now filling this dimension. See, you feel really warm now. It's a different energy. This is clearing away anything negative that may be blocking the positive feelings of love, happiness, and joy that all of these higher selves in this dimension should be feeling. When these higher selves feel love, joy, and happiness, you'll also feel the same feelings in your physical body. So allow this blue energy to engulf and fill this entire dimension. You may see walls that you'll see tumbling down. You may see walls surrounding some of your higher selves. See the walls come tumbling down and just be annihilated, and you'll see them just disappear out of this dimension. When you see walls in this dimension, these walls are the walls that you've built around yourself, or that other people, usually close loved ones, have built around you. You don't want any walls in this dimension. You want to be able to feel every positive projection of love, joy, and happiness that anyone's projecting to you for all your good deeds. See, now you feel really warm. Once you're done, envision yourself floating through up to the golden sky. Now you're in the ninth dimension. You have the keys to heaven within your chest. Remember the realm of golden chain. Touch your physical hand to your chest. Now you have the golden keys to heaven in your hand. You'll notice there's a giant golden door that just appeared in front of you. Take the key and put it inside the door. Turn it to the right. Great. Now you'll start to feel warm on the front part of your body as the door begins to glow with golden beams. These golden beams are getting rid of any darkness that's still left in your body. Now you'll notice a crack of light, beautiful, brilliant white light, as the door begins to open. As the door opens, you'll see the bridge to heaven. It looks like a swinging bridge. Very good. Walk onto the bridge and have no fear. Remember, God is with you. As you step onto the bridge, close the door and start to walk across the bridge. As you begin to walk across the bridge, you'll notice you'll see on the other side beautiful castles and a beautiful glowing city. Very good. Continue to walk across the bridge. Now, you'll notice you're coming up on another golden door. As you step up to the golden door, take the keys from around your neck and place the key in the door. Turn the key. Very good. As the door opens, you'll see a beautiful angel. Tell the angel you're here for your spirit replacement. You're here to change your spirit and get a brand new one. The angel will now walk you up the path through the garden to the castle. You'll see heaven's pool with dolphins swimming. And as you pass the pool, you'll see God sitting on a bench in the garden. The angel will now leave you with God. You must now ask God in the most humble way you possibly can, in the most sincere way. God, please give me my new spirit. Your new spirit will look like a bright, white, swirling light on one of God's hands. God will now start to place your new spirit in your spiritual body You'll feel really warm inside of your chest as your new spirit starts to go in. He may ask you, is there anything you would like to change about your spirit? Any attributes you would like to get rid of? Any attributes you would like to receive? He's also saying there's a few he'll help you with. As he's placing your new spirit in your spiritual body, you'll now notice your spirit is floating down your God cord, entering into your physical body. Your spirit will enter your body through your God cord into the top of your head and settle into your chest. Your chest will feel very warm. Once it's in your chest, you'll see with your spiritual eyes a bright swirling light, green, brilliant gold, swirling in the center of your chest. Allow your new spirit to penetrate into every cell in your body, out to your fingertips, down into your toes, through your legs, through your groin, through your stomach, into your chest. Allow your new spirit to connect with your mind, your brain. Allow your new spirit to just connect with every cell of your body. As this is taking place, you may notice your old spirit leaving and going back up through your God cord and entering back into heaven, where it will now go through the healing process and repair the damage that's occurred to it while it was on earth, protecting your soul. As you see your old spirit leave, you'll notice it has holes in it and black spots on it. It looks a little bit like Swiss cheese with holes everywhere. As your new spirit settling into your body, you'll feel a sense of lightness, warmth, or tingles all over your body. Each time you replace your spirit, you may feel the same sensations as you're removing your old spirit, because the negativity that was attached to it is now being replaced by pure, untainted God energy. Synchronizing the mind, body, and spirit. Once your new spirit is in your body, you'll have to now synchronize the body and the mind with the spirit so that the body and mind can recognize the new spirit and they can all work in harmony. The first thing you will do is synchronize your mind with your spirit. You do this by asking God for His green healing energy. This energy will synchronize your mind and spirit together as one. You will see spiritually as God's green healing energy will go down through your God cord and into the top of your head, into your mind. And then the green energy will flow into your chest, where your new spirit is, so they can operate together. Once the green healing energy enters into your brain, you must relax and just allow, the key word, allow, it to do its job. It's your job to get the healing energy into the brain by allowing. And again, I can't say it too many times, just allow the green healing energy to do its job. You'll notice the green healing energy in your head blending with white swirling energy inside your body. This is your new spirit synchronizing with the mind. Next, you have to synchronize your new spirit and your physical body together. You do this by asking God for His blue healing energy to synchronize your body and your new spirit as one. You'll see spiritually as the blue energy flows down your God cord and enters into the top of your head. Then it will enter into your head, all the muscles, all the bones, all the nerves, organs and cells of your body. Everything in your physical body will now have God's blue healing energy flowing through it. This blue energy will synchronize your body with your new spirit. You'll see your new spirit as a bright white light blending with the blue energy, swirling and becoming one, synchronizing together your new spirit and body. Next, you will synchronize the mind, body, and spirit as one unit, You will do this by asking God for His gold healing energy. You will now see gold energy flow down your God cord, entering into your body through the top of your head. God's golden healing energy will enter into your mind first, and then your whole body. When this happens, you'll start to feel very warm and very relaxed. Now just allow the golden energy to blend into every part of your body, every cell in your body, all the way from your head to your toes. This energy will blend together the body, mind, and spirit, so everything can work together as one. You'll notice the green energy of the mind and the blue energy of the body and the white energy of the spirit turning very gold when this blending takes place. When the body, mind, and spirit work together as one, it is very connected to heaven and earth. This is when the spiritual and the physical bodies live together in total bliss as one. When you change your spirit, you'll notice an immediate change in your energy. You'll feel totally peaceful and totally relaxed. Always remember, when changing your spirit and getting a new spirit, you must change your mental approach to life so that your new spirit from heaven and your mental awareness can be one. Remember now, heaven is on earth. It's inside of you. Now your spirit has been replaced. In heaven, as you're sitting with God in the Garden of Eden, thank God. Thank Him for your new spirit. Some of you may get very emotional. This is normal. Now the angel will come and walk with you back down the path to the large golden door that leads to the bridge to heaven. Take your key from around your neck and place in the door. Thank the angel and thank God for everything. Open the door. As you see the bridge to heaven, step onto the bridge. Close the door behind you. Walk across the bridge. You may notice you get back very quick this time. As you do it more and more, you get better at it. Take your key from around your neck and place into the large golden door on this side. Open the door, walk through the door, close it behind you, lock it. Now put your keys inside your chest. Open your eyes. As you open your eyes, you may notice the room is very golden. Everything around you is gold. The reason, of course, every time you go to heaven and you come back, you bring heaven back with you. It's inside of you. As you go through life, you may change your spirit many times, but there's just one thing you really need to know. You, and only you, can change your spirit. If you know someone who should or wants to change their spirit, there is no shortcut. They'll have to learn this process on their own. And you can introduce them to the process as I introduced it to you, but it's totally up to them to make the change. This completes the Spirit Replacement Meditation. Now please stop the CD and continue reading the next part of the book.